it's much better to take out an 800-pound statue. And so everybody can see that you really give a shit about being woke. Even if it means going broke. My friends and family members and associates of the show who live in Pennsylvania, bad news. In much of Pennsylvania, gas prices will increase up to 50% starting tomorrow, Wednesday. So you listen to Elvis Presley, Fever. You might get a fever.
Never knew how much I care when you put your arms around me. I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me. Fever when you hold me tight.
Fever
in the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night.
You're gonna light up. It's gonna cost you 50% more to light up. Agency supervising public utilities in Pennsylvania warned that many energy companies will raise their prices on December 1st. The Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission, my God, I used to go to these fucking hearings. My God, as a young reporter. Talk about a fucking racket. That was 2021, 20, covering the fucking PUC. Public Utility Commission. 2021 saying, how can I get the fuck out of this meeting and go get my drink on? And then you find out the same people that were running the Public Utility Commission were thinking the same thing. The Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission said that there would be potentially larger winter energy cost increases in many areas. So much for regulating electric utilities. Or regulate it right down your throat.
Fever. I'm on fire. Fever, yeah.
Well, that's going to happen. 40 to 60% hikes.
Had a very mad affair.
It's happening.
When her daddy tried to kill him.
Providers increasing their prices include... Let's take a stroll around the state. And guess what, folks? If you're not from Pennsylvania, this is going to happen to you, too. Increases in everything from coal to logistics to every fucking thing else. And just the fact that they can pound you over the head, they're going to do it. So we've talked about this happening in the Midwest, Idaho, Iowa, Missouri. Don't think you're going to get spared. So use this as an example. Citizens Electric. They're going to hike prices 13.9%. Duquesne Light, for you folks out of state, Duquesne, 7.7. We used to play them at football. College. PECO, that's us in Philly, 6.4%. PPL, 26%. Get the fuck out of here. Pike County Light and Power. They're hiking their fucking cost 50%. What? Folks, it might be time to evaluate your energy options or think about a wood-burning stove. Although they get you coming and going, because I was talking to some folks out here that sell a lot of firewood. Firewood's up, too. Cost of firewood's up because the demand is up. Specifically because of utilities rising. I talked to a guy, said, well, if you would have put a stove in last year, then you would have been okay. Oh, okay. If I knew the Titanic was going to sink, I wouldn't have bought a fucking ticket a year before I sailed on it either. I love those guys. Well, see, if you'd done this a year ago, you'd be in good shape. But now you got to do it now. Now you're going to be in bad shape. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Mac. Price hikes. ahead for the folks in the winter months and probably beyond Pennsylvania. See, that's the fucking kick in the ass, folks. Let me tell you how it's going to run. Let me tell you how these guys do it. Let's go to the hop. Let me tell you how they do it. They rake your costs in the winter. And then in the spring, they tell you, well, it's going to cost more money to keep your house cooler. If you have a swimming pool, it's going to cost you more money to run your swimming pool, to run your house. Because the power grid and everything else, we're going to have to raise you X amount of percent. Before you know it, you're in for 25, 35, 60% year-over-year energy cost. And if you had a little bit of discretionary income, my mom every now and then would have a little bit of money put away. She managed to put just a couple $100 away here and there. She said, in case something bad happens. I said, what the fuck? Why do you always say that? Why are you negative like that, Mom? Like a kid, right? You're a dummy when you're a kid, basically. You have good intentions, but you're basically a dummy. I mean, let's admit it. So what do you say to that, Mom? You got a couple hundred, you got like $400 put away? She's all proud of it. I was able to put some money away in case something bad happens. She said, because something bad always happens. Don't you understand how things work? Someone's always going to have their hand in your pocket. So you got to have some money laying around to handle that. Where are we going next? Let's see. I need a drink.
January, you start the year off fine. February, you're my little Valentine.
March,
I'm gonna march you down the aisle.
April,
you're the Easter bunny when you smile. Yeah, yeah, my heart's in a whirl. I love my little calendar girl every day.
Tell you, one of our members on Pain.tv, Segfish, she sent me this link. She said, you got to get these headphones, because I'm always bitching about headphones. They fucking hurt. You know, you wear these headphones 2 or 3 hours a day. It's like wearing a vice on your head. She said, you got to check these headphones out. So she sent me a link. I said, over the holiday, I said, all right, fuck it. The young bucks were in here. They said, Chief, why don't you just get them, man? Why don't you just fucking... I rigged an old pair of Bose headphones I had. I rigged it up. I was so proud of it. For like $7, I bought a wire. I said, this is fucking fantastic. But if the sound doesn't come through the headphones, it's the weirdest thing. It's like, it's a distraction. It's a distraction. So they said, Chief, just fucking get some new equipment. It's cool. So I got these headphones. They're fucking stunning. It's crazy. It's like another world. Hear everything. We got a new mic, too. It doesn't pick up as much background noise. It's good, too. So when these little assholes are running around here making noise, when we go showtime or they're ordering pizza and doing things, all happy because they finished work and they're hanging out. He said, well, the old man's in there making the donuts. We're not going to save him any pizza either. We do our own thing. We'll make a little bit of noise while it's not picked up in the microphones. But the music sounds stunning. It's really stunning. It's a whole nother. So I appreciate Segfish and all the emails I get from all the folks on Pain.tv, good and bad. Every now and then I get my ass whooped for doing something wrong or perceived wrong. That's okay. We have a hell of a community over there. You got to take it either way, good or bad, right? Folks give a shit. Hell, that's half the battle. So we appreciate the folks on Pain.tv. You should check it out. We got a hot wire coming tonight. What the fuck are you people waiting for? It's really stunning. Speaking with FDA folks today, it was really stunning. And some other folks in the government, it was Well, you'll know about it soon enough. What they do and how they manipulate folks, it's stunning. It really is. And we talk about, is there any end in sight? Well, that's the big question. We'll discuss that tomorrow. We floated that before. We'll discuss it tomorrow. Not what I think of it. You know what I think of, but what folks inside think of it. Now, that's a whole nother story. We work hard to get these sources. And sometimes you don't understand how you've gotten some of these sources. They just, through the years, it's like, oh, yeah, this cat. Now, with this guy, and this guy knows this. And this guy I went to school with is married to somebody from this place. You start talking to people. You have a couple cocktails, you're out. Next thing you know, you do that for 30 years. You got a hell of a network. Just got to make sure you don't get played. That's a whole nother. How to handle your assets, how to handle your sources. That's another tradecraft. That's something that Fauci and Collins and their ilk don't understand, that there's smart fucking people out here. There's smart people out here. And no matter what amount of bullshit that they spew, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Smart folks out here on their trail and who have had their number for a long time. And now it's only gotten worse for them. Listen to a little Peggy Lee. She'll put a pleat in your trousers anyway. A story on pain.tv. Education reformers warn parental rights bills may actually be a step toward greater government control over children. Interesting. We've said that. Now, Maria Albanese and I have talked about this many times, about trap doors in legislation. A lot of times, you see, you know, the so-called Facebook whistleblower came out. Facebook needs to be regulated. Well, guess what? That's only going to benefit Facebook. If you regulate social media, you make it virtually impossible for anybody to ever compete with them again. That's a win for them. The same with many of these parental rights, in quotes, air quotes, bills, actually being a trapdoor for greater government control over children. Little Bobby Darin dream lover, you'll be dreaming. You know, anytime the government swoops in with a rights bill, run for your fucking life like Forrest Gump. The government is not interested in any fashion about giving you more rights. So you have to read the small print. And the National Parents Organization is doing just that. I guess you want me to give you some details, right? Well, I'm not going to do it. I refuse to do it. You know, the full story is on pain.tv. We'll touch on it a little bit. Parents should be very wary about proposed parental rights legislation, since such rights are already endowed by God, the U.S. Constitution, etc. But don't worry, the government is going to give you extra rights, right? That's when I say run for your life or read the small print and fight against it. Particular focus right now is a proposed South Carolina parental bill of rights endorsed by grassroots organization Moms for Liberty. The bill states its purpose as follows: to prohibit certain government infringement on the fundamental rights of parents to direct the upbringing, education, health care, mental health care of their children, except in limited circumstances. Certain infringement? What the fuck are they talking about? Let's take a look at this. Certain infringement. Prohibited except in limited circumstances? That's what I just read, right? Who defines which infringements are prohibited? and which are permitted. Oh, the government does. Our friends in the government. Yay. Thank you for keeping us safe. Thank you for locking us up and making us wear masks and putting needle in our arms. We know you care about us. And our kids. Who defines the fucking exceptions? You know, the legislation spells all this stuff out, right? As best as it can. But guess who implements and makes the decisions? Bureaucrats.
Boo!
Boo! Boo! Next thing you know, oh, what happened at school today? Well, there was a... You could just see it play out, right? The same folks in these school districts who claim that, well, parents really don't have any rights. I mean, we know what's best for their kids. What happened at school today, Johnny? Well, there was an assembly, and they brought a couple of mascots in. Mascots? What was it, like a pep rally for like basketball or football? No. They had McGruff the crime dog there in his overcoat. He was in the corner. Nobody knows what he was doing. But they had two other mascots there. Charlie COVID was there. And Sally Syringe. And they put on a play. And Sally Syringe defeated Charlie COVID. Everybody knows Charlie COVID's a villain, right? Charlie COVID, everybody. He came out on stage and everybody booed Charlie COVID. But then Sally Syringe came out and everybody... Yay, Sally Syringe! She's going to keep us safe!
And what happened then, Johnny?
Well, they said we could all line up if we wanted to be like Sally Syringe and defeat Charlie COVID. We could all line up and get our jabs and our parents wouldn't mind because we're fighting disease. And staying safe.
You don't fucking think this is what these creeps have in mind? To take your place? You're kidding yourselves. And you have legislation, right? That's masked to do just that. People got to keep an eye on this stuff. You got to keep an eye on it. The same group who allows... boys to mill around in girls' bathrooms. What could go wrong? School boards. Keep an eye on your fucking school boards when it comes to rights and your rights because they're all about taking it away from you. I've covered, I would say, thousands of hours as a reporter. You know, some of us were actually reporters before. Decided to hang a shingle and get paid off to pretend that we're one. Thousands of hours of school board meetings, hunted, literally fucking hunted down school board superintendents. Some are just getting out of jail, not fucking around. So I've seen it. I've seen the hours of testimony from parents. I've seen the smug all the way from fucking grade school to high school. The smug, corrupt superintendents and the school boards. Etc. And it follows a pattern. The majority of these people are flaming assholes. Flaming assholes. And there's always peppered in with a couple good folks who try to do the right thing, but they're always outnumbered. Can't fucking understand why or what's going on because they don't understand that the entire thing is rigged. I haven't seen too many school boards act in the best interest of the kids and the parents. Let's just put it that way. So keep an eye on that. I'm sure you already know that by now. Where are we at now? You can't make it up, folks. Keep an eye on Charlie COVID, too. He's a real tough villain.
Panic on the streets of Birmingham. I wonder to myself.
Yeah, we listened to a little Smiths on the home stretcher. Home stretch, ladies. I used to coach high school. I walk in the locker room. What's going on, ladies? Everybody. Of course, if you do that now, you probably get locked up.
He was insensitive to the players.
That's why you fucking probably never won a game. Never had a coach that gave a shit about you. Sensitive. Insensitive to players. You're here to fucking win and learn how to work hard. There's not going to be any kumbaya, holding hands and singing kumbaya. As we wind this sucker down, I see the Young Bucks have slipped in a little a smoking gun at the end of the. New documents reveal smirking Jeffrey Epstein said he was not suicidal in days before his death. Is anybody surprised by that? Who even said the guy's dead? Oh, you're taking the government's word for it? I mean, think about it. Just think about it, okay? I'm not saying that he's not dead. I'm just saying that nobody really has any proof that he's dead. You're taking the word of criminals. Newly obtained documents from the New York Times revealed that disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein attempted to convince jail staff and physicians that he was not suicidal in the days leading up to his August 2019 death. It seems like the New York Times could have released that if they had it previously. It's 2021, almost 2022.
It's safe to release the Epstein files.
Authorities say that Epstein, who was in jail on charges related to the sex trafficking of minors, committed suicide in his jail cell at the Metropolitan Correctional Center by using a bedsheet to hang himself. Yeah. So what's the news here, that he was smirking? That's the news? See, the New York Times are professional fucking bullshitters. You think with the resources the New York Times has, they could actually investigate whether this guy actually killed himself or what happened. Do a full-blown fucking investigation. Instead, they're talking about Epstein's alleged mindset at the time of his suspicious death. Don't focus on the suspicious death, folks. Nothing to see here. Side. Little soft shoe. Nothing to see over here. Look over here. He was smirking in a photo. I swear. Smirking in a photo. Mine. The man died in federal custody. The biggest fucking prisoner in the world at the time. Some would argue in years, who had already tried, supposedly, to commit suicide. He was on suicide watch. Ended up committing suicide. The cameras were broke. Everything was broke. The guards were asleep. They weren't at the... Yeah. Everything just happened. Like in the fucking movies, right? Well, in the movies, they show people getting paid off. To make sure you help people either escape or rub somebody else out in prison. The New York Times is worried that Epstein was smirking and said he was not suicidal in the days before his death. We know this. It's easy peasy journalism. People are so easily distracted. You think that the New York Times could also, with their resources, really investigate all the victims, all the Maxwell victims? Forget about the Epstein victims. He's dead, right? There's no justice there. Those victims will never see justice. Whether he was killed or whether he committed suicide,
their justice died on that day. Whether he's still alive, it doesn't matter. Their justice died on that day. Their chance of getting justice went out the window. Now, Maxwell's a different story. The New York Times has never done a big blowout on Maxwell. All the fucking victims, alleged victims, that were not part of the indictment. If the New York Times was interested in these things, they could do it very easily. They have the resources. They're not interested in it. In fact, they help cover up sexual assaults, Harvey Weinstein, etc., for years. Okay, put a lid on that for years while other women were raped by Weinstein. The New York Times had it 15 years earlier, and they put a lid on it. That's where the New York Times head is at. And they're interested in telling you that new documents reveal that Jeffrey Epstein was smirking and he was not suicidal in the days before his death. It makes you wonder where these new documents came from, how long the New York Times has had these new documents, because they sat on Harvey Weinstein's raping women in Hollywood for 15 years. And by doing so, again, dozens, potentially hundreds of other women were raped and molested, etc.